Hi-ho, hey-hey, shoo your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, Jewy Green Bean is gone. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, Jewy Green Bean is gone. Get some soon.
Gene Rayburn, dear friends and gentle listeners, with Monitor 67 on October 14th. And although the World Series is come and gone, Columbus Day likewise, and Friday the 13th ditto, there's still plenty more to come on this on-the-go show. Plenty of the exciting musical sounds of the weekend world. On the list marked coming in this half hour, the rest of Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass playing A Banda, an excursion into the world of sports subdivision pro football. From Vice President Hubert Humphrey, we'll hear about his visit with former President Harry Truman. In one moment, the new era in minor league pro football. Dacron by DuPont, a man's way to stay neat with style, presents Monitor Sports.
Dacron, Dacron, box me 500. You'll feel fine, nice, all season long, in the best old suit you ever put on.
You get Dacron, your ability, color and style.
In a travel test suit that always brings on a smile.
See fine tailored Botany 500 clothing with Dacron at your favorite store now. The growth of minor league pro football has paralleled the growth of the major league sport. A report from Atlantic Coast Football League Commissioner Bernie Rogers and Monitor's Joe Pellegrino.
Well, Bernie Rogers, being the commissioner of the Atlantic Coast Football League, what is the role, do you think, now of minor professional football in this country as opposed to the big-time pro football?
There's a great transition today taking place. I call it a new era in minor league football. And this transition now is bringing to the fore, really, the role of minor league football. In the past, minor league football was pretty much a helter-skelter type of thing. Here and there, there'd be some, you'd get some good ball players, and occasionally these ball players would go up to the major leagues. And for a ball player today to move from college directly into major league play, it's very difficult, and they're few and far between. But the transition now is to go from college into a good minor league, gain your experience there, and then move on into the major leagues. And consequently, we're getting a better caliber of ball player. That does not, of course, say that we're not going to get boys from the sandlots and we're not going to encourage them. But we're getting a better type of ball player, which in turn gives us a better and more effective type of league.
Bernie, last year the Atlantic Coast Football League had 10 teams. You have 6 teams now: Waterbury, Harrisburg, Wilmington, Lowell, Westchester, and of course the Virginia Sailors in the Washington area. Losing 4 teams, does this signal a weakening of the league, or are you more or less trying to bounce back now, or just what is the philosophy there?
Well, the philosophy is simple, that it's very easy to get football teams and to grant franchises, and in the past this has been done, and it's been done almost predominantly throughout the country. When we made an analysis of our past season, we realized that the only thing that could be done to strengthen our league would be, one, to make it a more selective league. That is, to make sure that the teams that we had were strong teams, that they had good playing personnel, that they had good coaching, that they were well-backed financially. And then we had to anticipate, because it's going to take a few years, a lack of attendance. And to compensate for this lack of attendance, we then tried to reinforce our teams by getting working agreements from the major leagues. Now, this is a test year. It's a critical year for us. And the major leagues, it's a critical year for them as far as their relationship with our league is concerned. And we want to make sure we're doing the right thing. And we stayed with the 6 teams we had. Although we could have expanded, it would not have been in the way we wanted.
I understand now you have working agreements with just about all of your teams with big name clubs.
Right. Every team in our league is affiliated through working agreements or through some form of an affiliation with a major league team. 5 in the National Football League and 1 in the American Football League.
Well, Bernie, our time is just about up, and we want to thank you and wish you and the Atlantic Coast Football League the very best prosperous success that you could ever envision.
Well, Joe, it was very nice having me, and I hope to be back again sometime. Thank you.
We've been talking to Bernie Rogers, the commissioner of the Atlantic Coast Football League. This is Joe Pellegrino in Washington for Monitor Sports.
Now here's Mel Allen for DuPont.
Friends, take it from this old traveling sports announcer, Botany 500 puts a lot of pleasure into traveling with their exclusive travel-tested wardrobe made with Dacron polyester. With 2 suits, a sport coat, a pair of slacks, and that all-weather top coat, all of Dacron and worsted. Go get it. Get it and go. With a Botany 500 travel-tested wardrobe, you'll like it. You'll find it as good at away games as you do at home games.
The exciting world of sports, with its colorful personalities, is covered comprehensively every weekend by Monitor Sports personalities, Joe Garagiola, Sandy Koufax, and Mel Allen, among others. So stay where the action is here on the Monitor Beacon. Gene Rayburn once again. The time is 17 and a half minutes past the Monitor hour. We'll be checking the national weather for this October day in just a couple of minutes. And while we round it up, here's some September rain. Not a leftover, but the current opus by the Charlie Colello Singers.
Thank you.
we've had some musical moisture, let's monitor the national weather and see what lies ahead in the way of precipitation today. A beautiful autumn day is in prospect for most of the nation, except for scattered light rains in the northeast, widely scattered showers over the northwestern states and along the Texas coast. The coldest weather hit the northern Appalachians this morning, with temperatures there mostly in the 30s. So for most of the nation, it's a good day for a drive in the country, and please drive carefully.
Are you one who likes to see and feel fine and useful products that show real creative engineering? Well, this is your invitation to examine the broadly patented ANCO Anti-Windlift Windshield Wiper Blade. See the exclusive airfoil that holds the wiper snug on the windshield, even at turnpike speeds. Note ANCO's superior quality and uniform precision, quite obvious when compared. And when you see the ANCO Anti-Windlift Blade in action on your own car, you really appreciate the great strides the Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, has made toward greater traffic security for you and yours. You can examine a pair of ANCO anti-windlift wiper blades wherever you see the big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper replacement service cabinet. Watch for it. Your ANCO dealer's trained serviceman can quick fit your car with the correct pair of ANCO anti-windlift blades or refills in seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Independence, Missouri has a steady stream of celebrated and distinguished visitors, and reason is that it's the home of former President Harry S. Truman. Among those who have dropped in to chat with Mr. Truman in past months have been Jack Benny and Jimmy Durante from the world of entertainment, and most recently from the world of politics, Mr. Truman loves so well, Vice President Hubert Humphrey. A report on this latter visit now from Del Donahue.
Vice President Humphrey flew to Kansas City from Washington to address the 40th Annual Future Farmers of America Convention, then was driven to Independence for a 30-minute visit with former President Harry Truman. As he left the Truman home, several hundred people, including a number of Independence school children, were waiting, and they were doubly rewarded. Mr. Humphrey talked of his friendship with Mr. Truman, and the former president, who isn't often seen in public now, stepped out onto the front porch of his home and waved a greeting. This as the vice president spoke with reporters.
Mr. Vice President, how is the former president?
Well, he's fine. Every time I see him, I feel a little better. Whenever I get out and get a little discouraged and depressed, I just come back and come to the fountain of inspiration right here at Independence, Missouri.
Did you talk politics?
Can you imagine being with President Truman and not talking politics?
Did you discuss next year's election?
Well, we're both optimists. Both very optimistic.
Hey, look at there.
He's looking fine, and we had a very, very good, just little social friendly visit is all.
Oh. Did you discuss any of the current popularity trends, if these mean anything at this early stage?
No, we didn't get into that detail. When President Johnson was out here last time, he had a fine visit with President Truman. Came back full of pep, encouraged, as I always do, too.
Mr. Vice President, the Vietnam War obviously will be the issue. Anything to say about that? Will you maintain the administration maintain its current views?
I think the administration is right. It'll stick with its course.
Former Alabama Governor Wallace in town earlier this week said he wouldn't be interested in being vice president. Can you imagine anybody saying anything like that?
Well, I wasn't expecting it, but it's always encouraging to know that you have one less contestant. How are all these young folks out here? Hey, listen, you sure are looking great. You just do as good as President Truman did. He's living a mighty good life.
I will.
What's going on? What's this?
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't that nice of you to be here when he came out and to wave that? I had the chance to serve in the Senate while he was president. And he is my national hero. He's got more character, more courage, more patriotism per square inch in that man than anybody I've ever known. He's really something. Whenever I get a little down the dumps, I come see him. And when I feel peppy, I come too. Goodbye now.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And with that, the vice president climbed into his limousine for the drive to Kansas City's municipal airport and the return flight to Washington. This is Del Donahue for Monitor.
Later today, Monitor plans to report on the activities of another former president, Dwight Eisenhower, who's celebrating his 77th birthday today. Music in a few moments on monitor. This message first.
When you eat too well, demand Digel.
What is Digel?
Digel is something different for acid indigestion, heartburn, gas.
Huh. How does Digel work that's different from my plain antacid?
Well, plain antacids relieve excess acid, but they don't contain anything extra to relieve that overstuffed feeling you can get with indigestion. Digel relieves excess acid and contains simethicone. Simethicone is the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up stomach gas, too. When you eat too well, demand Digel. When you eat too well, demand Digel. Available at all drug counters in creamy mint tablets or liquid. D-I-G-E-L, Digel.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
British bird watchers have reported such recent sightings as the long-tressed teeny bopper, the kicky shorthair, and the flat-chested mod model. It all becomes perfectly clear when you realize that over there the slang word for girl is bird, just as chick is slang in this country. On monitor now, Birds of Britain. And you don't watch, you listen. It's brand new from the Bob Crew generation. Bob Crew Generation's newest, Birds of Britain. This is Monitor, companion listening coast to coast on NBC Radio. In northeastern Pennsylvania, we're heard on WSCR Scranton, serving more people more ways, more often. This is Gene Rayburn, and I'll be serving them up again soon.
This is Sandy Koufax. Join me later today on NBC Monitor Radio.
Darling, your eyes personify the epitome of perfection. Your beauty is truly an etching of the gods. And as we share cherished moments together, I shall drink Chateau Martin wine from your slipper.
I'll bet you hand this wine to all the girls.
I dare say I do.
The next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin cold duck sparkling wine. What is it? It's a beautiful blend of Chateau Martin New York State Champagne and Chateau Martin Sparkling Burgundy, made from selected grapes from the vineyards of New York's Finger Lakes, for that distinctive taste that says Chateau Martin. The next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin Cold Duck Sparkling Wine, and she'll love it.
Chateau Martin Wines, New York. Had any lately?
Thank you.
Next on Monitor, Percy Faith and Friends with Windy.
$50,000 finished. Wow! What a day! You'd think I was the only girl that worked in this bank. All the men line up at my window. So what's the big attraction? I mean, how good could I look in this cage? Nothing's new except for my toothpaste. The Ultra Bright toothpaste! Of course, that's it! It works! Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal. New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal, and that's Ultra Bright.
You know it. After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
You're winging your way round the weekend world with Monitor 67 and Gene Rayburn. Later in this half hour, I'll be talking with NBC newsman Howard Tuckner, who has spent 18 months in Vietnam and has returned with some opinions that'll interest and possibly startle you. Before that, we'll hear from Barbara Walters. And before that, well, here are the Trombones Unlimited with their new version of an oldie. Thank you.
Excedrin headache number 98. Going camping.
You know how I get one before I'm ready for one of these trips? Now, right. Let's go over once more.
Right.
Thermoses.
Right there.
Good. That's good. That's good work. Rackets.
In the trunk.
Good. Nets. You
right.
got the nets.
I promise.
Okay. Now, you got all the pans we need.
Yes.
Good. Excedrin.
Now, wait.
Now, you're falling apart. Now, I need a crew on this trip.
All right.
Now, come
minute.
On.
Just a minute.
Once
minute.
More.
Minute.
Excedrin.
Right. Wait, let me look at my purse. Not there.
Oh, Lottie.
All right, wait. Yes. Yes. Glove compartment.
No. It's not
That's
there. Once more. Excedrin.
Excedrin.
Let's move it, Lottie.
All right.
Oh, look, Lottie, there it is in the bait box. Give me two right now. You've given me an Excedrin headache.
Oh, you've got an Excedrin headache. Well, so have I.
Well, life is full of Excedrin headaches. That's why you want Excedrin Strength. Tablet for tablet, 50% stronger than aspirin for relief of headache pain. For Excedrin headaches, get Excedrin relief.
Junior, Martin,
don't use the tap. Use the canteen water. We're campers now, right?
Ever hear of children needs? It's essentially a new description of some age-old factors in child rearing, and in 1 minute, a noted child psychologist will discuss them with Barbara Walters, brought to you on Monitor by Antron Nylon, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer, and Karistan.
This is Barbara Walters. I'd like to take a few moments to talk to you about carpets, and about that carpet you've always wanted. You know, the deep, thick one, the one you picture yourself walking on only after you've taken your shoes off. Well, Karistan has that carpet, a smooth, plush broadloom called Fortimo. It's deep, and it's thick, and so very luxurious. But the most beautiful thing about Fortimo is that you don't have to take your shoes off to keep it looking elegant. Fortimo is made of Antron nylon, a new carpet fiber by DuPont. A carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer. Because Antron hides soil. Antron has been chemically modified by DuPont to minimize soil reflection. So if you want a luxurious carpet that will let you keep your shoes on, remember Fortimo by Karistan. It's priced about $19 a square yard. And remember, Antron nylon, durable, soil-hiding Antron, the carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer.
Chaim Ginat, professor of psychology at New York University, author of the new book, Between Parent and Child, has created the phrase, children needs, to describe a new way to get through to children, a new approach to talking with children. He discussed his ideas with Barbara Walters.
Well, first of all, Dr. Ginat, would you define for us what childrenese is?
Well, usually in our everyday language, we use logic and reasoning. We argue, we rely on facts. Now, this is not the appropriate language for children. With children, for instance, reasoning many times creates hostility, creates arguments. It spoils the mood. Frequently, I would say with children, I would use a language that lingers lovingly, a language that invites intimacy and friendliness. And this is a language that is more emotional in tone.
Well, we all love our children, but there are those days when you just want to kill the kid.
Mm.
How should a parent express anger? Suppose, for example, a child spills milk. Well, there are parents who would say, how clumsy of you.
Well, you now identified the real problem. We have been brought up on the idea that when a child does something that we don't like, we'll take your example, the child spilled milk. Instead of dealing with the incident, we start telling the child something unpleasant about his personality or about his character. We may say to him, what's the matter with you? How many times have I told you to be careful? Or father may add, well, honey, he can't help it. He's clumsy, you know, always was and always will be. Now, these are very damaging to the child because you talked about his personality and about his character. Besides, I would say when somebody is drowning, it's not a good time to teach him swimming.
Dr. Ginat, how about spanking a child?
My feeling is this. I'm against hitting because it's brutalizing the child. My idea is that a child learns what he leaves. If I spank a child, actually I'm saying to him loud and clear, when frustrated, hit. I would like better ways. You know, people come over to me and say, but look at me, I have been spanked and look, I turned out not too bad. My answer to it is this, look at me, I've been in 4 car accidents. I came out without a scratch. I recommend it for everybody. The thing is, as an adult, I accept the fact that a smack will happen because we get so angry at them. Like you said, we feel like killing them. Now, if the choice is between killing and smacking, smack!
Thank you, Dr. Chaim Ganat, a child psychologist and a man who has invented children-ease. This is Barbara Walters for Monitor. Now a word for carpet daydreamers about that carpet you've always wanted. How would you describe it? Warm and soft and plush? Thick and deep and beautiful? Well, that describes Fortimo by Karastan. But add this. Fortimo is made of Antron nylon, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer. That's because Antron hides soil. So when you dream of Karastan's Fortimo, about $19 a square yard.
Barbara Walters has been brought to you on Monitor by Antron Nylon from DuPont and Karastan. Don't forget, you can also be heard on weekdays over NBC Radio on the stimulating, wide-ranging emphasis program. And you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Baseball, dancing, swimming, gym, archery, and bowling are only a few of the activities in which blind people participate at Vacation Camp for the Blind. That's because blind people are like everyone else. Given help and understanding, they can do almost everything sighted people do. You can help them have a vacation by supporting Vacation Camp for the Blind, 117 West 70th Street, New York City.
Monitor moves along. It's 13 and one half minutes before the hour. A monitor tip for the home gardener. Before you store your garden tools for the winter, and the time will vary with the area in which you live, of course, clean them carefully, and then wipe down the metallic parts with an oily rag to prevent rusting. And here's another tip. It's that time of year again, autumn, and the leaves are beginning to fall, but you've still got plenty of grass to cut, so whiz through it with a new quick and quiet Lawn Boy. Get the job done and save time doing it. Quick to start Lawn Boy with a power mower engine designed exclusively by Lawn Boy to be a power mower engine. And is it great? Well, that twin spark ignition gives you the hottest start going. Just a light push on the primer button, one easy tug on the starter cord, and you're off to a flying start. Quiet on the go, Lawn Boy. There's an extra large muffler hidden under the mower housing. Muffles engine noise down into the grass. And when it comes to leaves, your raking days are over. Lawn Boy comes with a king-sized leaf bag, actually vacuums your lawn. See the new 1968 Lawn Boy line at your dealers. Everything from an 18-inch economy model to a big 30-inch rider, with a wide range of exciting models in between. One is bound to be just right for you. Now's the time to trade in your autumn troubles on a new, quick-to-start, quiet-on-the-go Lawn Boy. Now at your Lawn Boy dealers.
Good old log cabin.
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 Log Log Cabin's maple flavor made pancakes for breakfast. And nowadays, you can choose from three different Log Cabin flavors. There's Log Cabin maple honey, maple-y syrup with just the right touch of country sweet honey.
And Log Cabin buttered, enriched with a taste of real butter.
And good old Log Cabin with its hearty new taste and aroma.
Three great syrups.
There's a Log Cabin favorite for everyone.
You like Log Cabin.
Over the past couple of years, NBC News has been receiving reports from its able correspondents in Vietnam. One of them is a chap we here at Monitor have been keeping tabs on since he's been one of the familiar Monitor voices in various capacities, and he's been over there for 18 months. The NBC correspondent we're referring to is Howard Tuckner. Howard, in the reports that we get in watching NBC News and on television and listening to it on radio, we see and hear a great deal of the accomplishments of the American military. But one of the things that piques our curiosity is, what does the South Vietnamese Army do? What is their function? Where are they fighting, and how effective are they? Can we talk about that a little bit?
Well, Gene, the South Vietnamese Army is supposed to have many functions. They've got about 700,000 troops. Unfortunately, in my view, the South Vietnamese Army has not been able to do the job. Of course, there are many South Vietnamese units, let's say several South Vietnamese units, who do well.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do well, they do very well. But unfortunately, the bulk of the South Vietnamese force is not doing the job. At one time, they tried the South Vietnamese force in combat. They found this didn't work. Recently, when the U.S. military took over pacification efforts in South Vietnam, they tried the South Vietnamese force as a pacification force, meaning to go into villages after the areas were cleared and to remain there to pacify these villages, to be a security force in these villages. Now, as you know, pacification is extremely important in South Vietnam. People talk about military success. Well, that's one thing. Let's not think about military success for the moment. But pacification itself can take, in the view of many American officials over there, at least 5 years, assuming there is a military success over there. So you could see how important the South Vietnamese force would be in securing villages.
Well, now, Howard, if I may interrupt here and just clarify one point in my mind, do you mean to say that there are no South Vietnamese in active combat?
No, there are South Vietnamese units in active combat, Gene, and they do well, several of them. But the bulk of them have been found to be wanting in a great, great amount of various things.
Why is that now? Don't they like the war? Don't they feel patriotic?
They don't feel, apparently, in my view, that it's worth it. And for various reasons, it's easy to criticize the South Vietnamese soldier, but it isn't his fault, really. It's his leader's fault. It's generally realized that the leadership of the South Vietnamese Army not only is corrupt, but inadequate. In the Mandarin system of government, what you've got are people who are in leadership posts who believe that it would be terribly wrong for them to get their hands dirty. Mm-hmm. Meaning, once you achieve a position of any kind of preeminence in South Vietnam, you're the tall man, and everybody else is the little man. So what happens in a combat situation, a company commander will say to his troops, all right, you go out there, the Viet Cong are out there, and you're going to have a fight with them, but we're not going. We don't go. If you were a soldier, if I were a soldier, I don't know if I'd go if the leaders didn't go. Another thing is that there's great corruption in South Vietnam, and there is corruption in the Army. For example, the tour of duty in the Army in some cases is supposed to be 3 years, in some cases 4 years. Well, many South Vietnamese soldiers have found that at the end of their tour, they can't get out unless they pay off the proper officer. So I'm sure they ask themselves, why should we risk our own lives if, number one, our officers don't go with us, and number two, if when our time comes to get out of the service, and nobody except a professional military man who wants to make it his career wants to stay in the service, why, he reasons, should I risk my life?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, these things lead to some very bad things and lead to difficulties with American troops. Now,
Howard, talking about it here, it sounds like a simple problem. I'm sure it's a very complex one. But if the leaders of the South Vietnamese won't go out there in the field of combat, if they send the troops out, can't, you know, if I were a general, I'd issue an order and say, get out there. We're not going to send them out alone. It's not that simple, though, is it?
Unfortunately, it's not. We think of the situation in Western terms and perhaps American terms, but it's not the same there.
Mm-hmm.
Each general is an entity in himself. The generals are very powerful there. You know, South Vietnam is broken up basically into provinces.
Mm-hmm.
Each province is an entity unto itself. The government of South Vietnam, Premier Ky and Thieu, appoint the province chiefs. The province chiefs generally are military men. Also, they're civilians with military experience. They run that province
mm-hmm.
as if it's their own country.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the funds to run it. And sometimes, of course, it's been charged and I believe backed up. The funds are not used especially for the people or for the soldiers, but go into the pockets of some of these powerful men, South Vietnamese, in the provinces.
Well, sir, that's not a pleasant state of affairs to contemplate. We've been talking with Howard Tuckner, NBC newsman, recently returned after 18 months in Vietnam. We'll be hearing from him again several times this weekend as he gives his views on many aspects of the situation there, military, political, and social. You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Presenting music to relax and fill up your tank by. Take in a good gas station. Pop over to Citgo, where you'll find the finest products and services in a little nicer gas station. Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Prince will come, a royal prediction by King Richard's Flugel Knights. This is Gene Rayburn predicting that the latest NBC Monitor news will arrive at the beginning of the next hour.
Me too, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Of this is, it's reheatable. Hill's Brothers Coffee is here. Now you can enjoy the coffee that's so perfectly blended you can even reheat it. Try regular, drip, or electric perk grind. Look for the bright red can of Hill's Brothers Coffee at your favorite store. Try it today.
Yes, Hill's Brothers Coffee, so unbeatable. And the proof of this is, it's reheatable. Head for the hills.